5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. So this game is going to be experimental. You're going to need pen and paper.
Okay.
It has cards with various fill-in-the-blanks or topics, and I roll a die, and it gives you a letter. All of your answers have to be with that letter. Okay. The best answer gets the point, as chosen by me.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know if this is going to be funny at all.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. This might be funny, and it might just be like, we are doing some homework.
Okay.
Okay, so it's like a more complicated version of Scattergories, kind of.
That's how the internet described it.
Okay.
I never played that, so I'll try my hardest.
That game's great.
Let's do it.
That's a really fun game that's not complicated.
Okay, practice round.
Okay.
This one doesn't count for anything.
Well, but what if it's great, then I want it to count totally.
Your letter is W. All of your answers have to start with W.
Okay. I know a lot of W words.
Mm-hmm. This card has 8 topics.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Number 1. Words to describe your grandma that begin with W.
Kelly. Okay.
Yeah, Steve. You
write them down. That's by pen and paper.
Just one word, or can it be more than one word?
It says words. This seems like it should be one word.
I got 2.
Two's great.
Yeah, I got some options.
2's great. 3's great.
Uh-huh.
5 is too many. 4 is right out.
Okay, I've got one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tommy, words to describe your grandma.
Oh, wretch.
Okay. Did you know the letter is W?
Yeah, isn't that W-R?
Don't you know how to spell wretch?
Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, it's W-R.
You wish you hadn't snapped back at him like that. Mm-hmm.
Glad I found a way to make this funny by being as stupid as a bag of hammers.
Yeah.
Good start. I'm sorry, Tommy.
Wrenches.
Got you there.
No, that's a wool wrench.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy, I apologize.
That's okay. That was really mean of you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh.
What's your second one?
Womp.
Wheelie, because she's in a wheelchair.
That's adorable.
Okay.
And do you have any more?
No, I just did 2.
Okay. Maitland?
Watery.
Your grandma is watery?
Yeah, her eyes are always watering.
Like a sick cat?
Yeah.
Think she needs a doctor?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's also weak.
She's old, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, I like this so far. Hot wings?
Oh, worm food.
Oh, my God.
They're both gone. What do you want? I mean, I can't say wet. They're probably not even there anymore. I mean, it's been a while.
I mean, it depends on how close they're buried to my house.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's
it could be really wet.
There.
Do you have any more or just worm food?
No, just worm
That's
food.
Enough.
I mean, I don't know
Kelly.
What else I need.
I said Willy Wonka because she used to sell chocolate for this company called The Greatest Chocolate of America or something.
So now Willy Wonka's factory? Okay.
Yeah, wait, so it's The Greatest Chocolate of America or World's Greatest Chocolate?
World's Finest Chocolate.
Okay.
That's it was World's chocolate. Finest.
I mean, a Trump-based chocolate company? It's the finest chocolate in America. Some have even saying the world's greatest chocolate.
Nobody knows more about fine chocolates than I do.
Yeah, because, I mean, you just went from a national level to a world stage.
It is.
Yeah.
It's
I need
finest.
To know.
Say, Martians are coming here to get this chocolate.
Best chocolate.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. And then I also said wild because my grandma cheese is wild. Wild.
She does seem like she's wild.
Is. She's fine.
Steve, what W words describe your grandma?
I had wonderful and warm.
Okay.
Boo.
Somebody loves their grandma.
Somebody doesn't know how to do the bits.
I did also write down wet and whorish, but I didn't feel like that.
I almost said Horace starts with an H. I am not good with W words.
No.
I got to get us a different letter. Let's roll again.
Uh-huh.
V. Oh, that's going to be hard.
Come on.
Okay.
All right. The category this time. Let's come on.
Come on.
We're a little annoyed. Things you do while procrastinating that start with a letter V. Text from Tennessee. White and wrinkly were the two W's I thought of for my grandma. That works.
Wrinkly is an R. Sorry.
According to me, it is. A little concerning. All right. Does everyone have things you do while you're procrastinating?
Yes.
That start with a letter V?
No. Nope.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kelly, you're first.
Vagina touching.
Yeah, I couldn't do that one.
I thought that was good.
You could do that, Tommy, if you wanted to, if you were bored with somebody who wanted you to.
Yeah.
I wasn't just applying it to my own.
Yeah.
That's masturbating.
Yeah. I figured that much, yeah. Do you have any more, or is that just enough?
Just one.
Okay, Steve?
I'd vacuum, veg out, and vape.
Then you're vaping now?
Yeah.
The holy trinity of your three favorite things.
All right, yep. Steve's going for quantity.
Veg, vape.
Yeah. I need to win.
Hot wings?
A vehicle shopping.
Mm,
oh, that's a good
one. I said vaginal exercise.
Okay.
Gotta keep them right and tight.
I said video games.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That might be what's keeping you from doing the one Kelly's doing.
Oh.
Yeah.
What if it's virtual reality?
Virtual right. Vaginal touching.
New letter. F. Something I've lied about. Something you've lied about that starts with the letter F. Hard, right?
No.
Yeah, speak for yourself, mister. I can't spell.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that starts with the letter F. Like phone. Phone starts with F, right?
Physiological stuff. Wait, what was the category again?
Things you've lied about.
Things we've lied about.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
gosh, okay. It seems like a long time since I said that to just ask that.
Yeah, well, I was having fun with like coming up with PH things.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I mean.
Tommy, what's an F thing that you've lied about?
Formula One racing.
What did you?
My friend was super into it, and I didn't have
she
the heart.
You really did?
Yeah, no, seriously. Yeah, we were at the bar one time, and she got super into it, and so I started pretending that I also was super into it. And then I had like a 15-minute conversation about formula racing. Couldn't tell you a single thing about it, but I BS'd it enough, so.
You think she knew?
I don't know, honestly, because she texted me a couple days later, and she asked me about it, and so I couldn't tell if she was still just kind of saying, talking to me about it, or if she was thinking we were having a conversation about it, but I don't have the heart to tell her to
this
day.
I think it was both, actually.
Yeah.
If she texted you about it, she was you were talking about it, and you were having a conversation about it.
Yeah, but now I'm
that's
never.
That's how that tracks.
It's just going to be something I sustain from now on, I think.
Okay. Maitland, what's an F thing that you lied about?
Feet pics. What?
How did you lie about feet pics?
I've looked into them.
But you said you hadn't?
I'm selling them.
Yeah.
Buying them.
Yeah, collecting and trading.
How much can you make off of them?
And who did you lie about that to?
Friends.
Okay.
They were like, oh, have you ever looked into feet pics? And I was like, no. Have you?
No, definitely not.
I definitely don't know that you can make an average of however many thousands of dollars a year.
How close are you to pulling the trigger on these feet pics?
I've been a few times, but I don't like getting pedicures. So.
Maybe you could be like the standout with gnarly feet.
I guess. Yeah.
Like,
but would it be worth it?
Whatnot?
Like, you get the one pedicure, and then you take a million pictures. So it
pays for itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Four times over.
You deal with the not so great to get the financial gain.
True.
Why don't you start getting your toenails done like you do your fingernails, and that can be your thing.
Ooh, what if you did them long like that, where you put, like, tips on them?
You walk into work one day,
you
just
like
a penguin.
You could climb trees like a cat that goes in and outdoors.
I don't like strangers touching my toes.
Hot wings.
Finances.
Finances? You lie about finances?
Well, I have before when somebody's trying to stick you with a bill and you go, oh, I'm sorry, I only got $5.
Or when somebody's like, hey, you got any cash?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No. No. Mm-hmm. No. That happens in the parking lot all the time.
It happened to me today.
Yeah.
Kelly?
My feelings. Specifically when my roommate told me that she was the president of Carrie Underwood's fan club. I was like, what do I say to this? I was like, that's cool.
Like currently?
Really?
No, not currently. This was like 20 years ago, but I thought it was adorable. And then I was like, also creepy. We We've had some good laughs about that.
Steve?
I had financial status.
Financial status. Yeah. Same
I have
thing.
A confession to make, guys. I've been telling you that I'm super rich for the last 15 years.
Are you not really a baron?
But I'm not really.
Damn
I apologize.
You. Been trying to foster this for gain. Tommy?
Huh?
Oh, you already did yours. Never mind.
Forecast.
Thanks for being startled. Forecast?
I had another one.
Okay. You lied
about
the
weather.
Yeah, like saying it was too bad to go out and do something when it's actually, I would love it even more if it was raining type beat.
That's a weird, so you're, who are you lying to with that yourself?
Dirty dog.
No, I just love when it's raining, but sometimes I don't want to go do things.
Okay. But I also love lying.
All right.
I love fibbing.
New letter. Words that start with C.
Okay. And rhyme with punt.
I'll punt.
Wow. Okay. Blank made me do it. Fill in the blank with C words.
Okay.
What are the radio rules again?
Okay, well. Okay.
I got the obvious one out of the way.
Wow, what?
Words that start with C. Mm-hmm. Are the only ones you can use to fill the blank for blank made me do it. Who's ready? Hot wings?
I
great.
Got one.
Sure. Children. Yell.
Mm-hmm. You made me do this. You! Maitland.
Cuck chairs.
Made you do it?
Every time. I also
what do they make
I
you
also
do?
Have clowns. They make me sit in them.
Tommy, what's your C word? What did it make you do?
Confectionaries made me do it.
Ooh.
Okay,
I'll
good one.
Do anything for a good treat.
Yeah.
Kelly?
Christina Milian, the early 2000s singer.
Oh, <yeah. laughs> She's very cute.
Oh, she's so hot.
What did she make you do?
A lot of things.
Was
I'm
it
not
back to
the
V thing when you were procrastinating?
Yep.
Okay. Steve?
Ooh, corn chips. Love me some corn chips.
Yeah.
Like, does that include Fritos?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're inferior to, like, a good Tostitos chip, though, right? I guess they're apples and...
Yeah, I mean, I think it matters what your purpose is.
Yeah.
If you're looking for scooping, you know, a dip, Fritos are pretty good.
We should
that.
Do a bracket. A snack bracket. A snack
chips.
It.
Yeah.
Ooh.
A chip bracket would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Like the elimination game style?
We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon dots.
Haven't we done that one?
Of course. Anything
yes.
snack related would matter.
Definitely, of course. Yeah.
All right. One more.
Yeah.
Your letter is P.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Things your mom was right about.
Oh.
Things your mom was right about that start with the letter P. It seems like I may have stumped you all on this one.
Nope.
Nope. Got it.
Oh.
Just me.
Got it.
Kelly is not first. Sorry.
I'll go first. No, I got it.
All right, Kelly.
She's right about my PT Cruiser. She's like, that car is going to fall apart. And then it did.
Didn't she pick it for you?
I thought she was the one that picked it for you.
She did. And then she was like, yeah, it's so cool. And then I was like, I don't know nothing about these cars. She was like, oh, I started to look into them. This is not going to be good. And then I was in the car with her when it went on the road. And I was like, well, mama.
Thanks, mom.
Right.
Oh, that's a bold strategy. A lot of people look into them before they buy them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was purple, though, so she was sold.
Yeah, that's all it took.
Yeah.
Her and Prince.
Uh-huh.
Steve, a P word that your mom was right about.
I had palms, comma, hairy.
Oh. Did she tell you they'd get hairy?
They did.
And
yeah, she
did your palms get hairy?
No.
So she wasn't right about it.
Well, she told me they wouldn't.
Oh, she said they won't.
She told
won't.
Me that that she was said, all a
So
lie.
She was encouraging your masturbation?
Look, I don't. She was just giving me facts.
Okay.
What I did with those facts is my own business.
Don't worry about your little hands getting hairy.
Yeah, you go ahead and diddle that peen.
Oh, she was right about that one, too.
Yeah.
Peen.
Peen diddling.
What is the P word that your mom was right about?
Parenting.
What did she say about parenting?
That it's really hard, but also very rewarding.
Maitland?
Perverts.
What's your mom's hot pervert take?
They were everywhere.
that they're worth pursuing.
Perverts are worth pursuing.
No, but like, we would go out grocery shopping or something, and she would tell me like, oh yeah, you know, sometimes there's a bad man at the store, so you got to stay right next to me, or the bad man will get you. There was always like the bad man, or she'd tell me like,
did
yeah.
Did she read how to do that in the book called How to Raise an Anxious Child?
I don't know, but it worked. Yeah,
can you grocery shop alone now, or yeah, is it like, are you broken?
I love grocery shopping. I just have to pop a Boost bar before I go. but yeah, she says, oh, the bad man. And then there was one time there was a dude who was just also grocery shopping very innocently next to us. And I was in the cart and I was like, Mom, is that the bad man? And he just looked and was like, that's okay. Kids need to know stranger danger.
Kids say the darndest things. Definitely not a bad man.
He went out and cried in his car.
But why do people just feel that way about me?
But was she wrong? Perverts are everywhere.
It's true. I think it's generally true. Tommy, what's your P word that Mama was right about?
Principles. It's good to date somebody who has principles. Good values.
Oh, okay. I
thought it was like principles.
No, not the ones in charge.
Yeah, okay.
That's something your mom talked about a lot?
Principles?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't go sent to their office.
So we're talking about now the ones that work.
Which one are we
school?
Doing?
No, but I'm talking about the values mostly.
Okay. Have good principles.
Yeah, and good principles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's helpful too.
Mm-hmm. Stop it.
How do you spell that, Freebeard?
I don't know. Probably it starts with an F. all right, that was fine. Maybe we'll do that one again. I liked it too.
Fine. What was that game called again?
Off topic.
Off topic.
I don't know why it's called that because it doesn't really work. But whatever.
I like complicated scategories.
Yes, that's more like it. Complicated scategories.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.